Welcome to Burnside at Home. Thank you for joining with us on this, the third Sunday in Advent. Our church building is open once again for worship after the government restrictions, and you can join with us any Sunday at 11 o'clock. We now have a fully functioning video and audio link into the hall, should we need it for overflow situation, and we're sticking to the 2 meter social distancing so that you can feel as safe as possible whenever you join with us on a Sunday. If, however, you're not ready to come out and join us, or perhaps you just live at a distance, then you're still very welcome to join us on Burnside at Home week by week as we record the service and as we worship online, still in spirit and in truth with our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you a little bit about some events that are taking place over the next few weeks in the lead up to Christmas. First of all, the Unexpected Carol Service is on Sunday the 20th of December. The carol service this year is online only, so don't be coming along to the building, but it will be available from Sunday the 20th. And a number of people from the congregation are going to be reading God's word and playing music as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ together. And you can take that service and share it with others as well so that they too hear the true meaning of Christmas. Then the following week on Christmas Day, we again are having an online service rather than meeting in person. And that will be available from Christmas Eve. And again, watch it and then share it with others so that they can hear the good news of the gospel. But each week, the Sunday morning service continues at 11, both online and here in the building as well. Then the Tuesday before Christmas, the 22nd of December, we have our drive-in cinema event, which is taking place. We're showing the animated film, The Star, which is a retelling of the Nativity story. And I'm going to say a little bit more about that later on in our service. If you do want to attend at the time of recording, there are still a few spaces available for the 8 o'clock screening, and you can book those places online with Eventbrite. So today is the third Sunday in Advent, and we're thinking about waiting, and we're asking this question, what are we waiting for? Of course, Mary on that first Advent was waiting for the birth of Jesus. The whole nation was waiting for a Messiah to come. And today we wait for Christmas, but we also wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we look forward to that time when he returns and we go to be with him for all eternity. So today we wait, and we wait on Almighty God, and we wait with the psalmist who says in Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. So today, let us wait on the Lord together. Let us wait for the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. Let us wait and hear the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us bow together in prayer. Today, Lord, we wait for you. We cry out to you and we ask, Lord, that you would hear our voice. May your ears be attentive to our cry for mercy. Lord God, if you kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. We wait for you, O Lord. Our whole being waits for you. And in your word, we put our hope. We wait for you, Lord. We wait as the watchmen wait for the morning. Lord, we put our hope in you today, for with you there is unfailing love, and with you there is full redemption. So, Lord, we know that you are the one who can redeem us, and you will redeem us from all our sins. And so we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to worship God singing the first Noel. Let us turn to God in prayer once again as we bring our prayers for others. We want to follow the lead of our moderator as he called the whole church to pray on that first Sunday of Advent. We're going to follow some of the themes that he suggested. And we also want to give thanks for your offerings and your generosity to the Lord's work here in Burnside. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your continued goodness to us. We thank you for the generosity of your people, enabling us as a church to continue to minister here week by week. We pray, Lord, that all that has been offered would be used for your kingdom and for your glory. Today, Lord, as we pray for the needs of others, we want to remember the leading of our moderator. And we pray for the Right Reverend Dr. Bruce, and ask that you would be with him day by day as he performs his duties and as he leads the church. We pray for COVID-19 at home, and we pray for healthcare staff in hospitals right across Ireland, asking, Lord, that you would give them reserves of strength for each day. Be with them and help them in all that they do. We pray, Lord, and give you thanks for the vaccines that have begun to be administered this week. And we pray for all the logistical operations that need to be worked out so that that can continue in the weeks and months ahead. Be with the hospital administrators and all who will organize. We pray today, Lord, for all frontline staff in whatever field they work in. We thank you, Lord, for those who have continued right throughout this pandemic. And we give you praise, Lord, for all who have helped without regard for themselves, seeking to help others in their time of greatest need. We pray today also for Brexit. At this time, it's not clear what the final outcome will be. And we pray for those negotiations as they continue with the European Union. We pray, Lord, for our own country here and the relationship that we will have with the Republic of Ireland. And we pray that those negotiations would work out into a deal that will help all who live here. We pray that you would give wisdom to all who have been tasked with this responsibility. We also pray today about COVID overseas. And we pray for South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we give you thanks for the moderator's appeal, which will help these countries and others through the work of Tear Fund and Christian Aid. We pray for the local churches and your people in those lands, and pray that they might be able to reach out in practical ways to help those in greatest need. So, Lord, we also pray today for global mission in the midst of this pandemic. And we pray for the global mission workers from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. We thank you for the work that they have been able to do this year during lockdown restrictions. We pray, Lord, for those who have had to return home and those who have been able to stay where they are working. May they continue to be able to make and build relationships with the local churches. And may they be able to build up and help those who are in need at this time. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is at work in many different parts of the world. And so we pray for the global mission of our Presbyterian Church at this time. So, Lord God, we bring these, our prayers, to you now, and we leave them in and through Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible reading today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 33. It's the occasion where the angel appears to Mary and tells her that she is to give birth to God's Son, the Messiah. And then she has to wait for the arrival of that baby. The reading is going to be read to us today by Jeremy Burtonshaw.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Amen."
Thank you, Jeremy. Earlier in the service, I mentioned about the drive-in cinema at the week of Christmas Day on the Tuesday, the 22nd, and we're showing a film called The Star, and I thought I would tell you a little bit about it today, because there are still a few spaces available for the 8 o'clock screening that you can book online and come and join us. But even if you can't come and join us, the film is available online to watch, so you can go to Apple TV, you can go to Amazon Prime, you can go to YouTube and on each of those occasions pay for the film. It's usually about £5 depending on which service you use. Or if you want to buy a DVD of the film and maybe give it to some grandchildren or to some neighbours, then that's available on Amazon. It was just slightly less than £5 for the cost of the DVD. So there are many ways that you can watch and you can share the film. Although it's aimed at children and primary school children, it's an animated retelling of the Nativity, it's still a film that adults can enjoy, and it's something good and wholesome to watch at Christmas. I've got a little trailer from the film which will set the scene, show you some of the characters, and tell you about some of the actors who are providing the voices for the characters.
For centuries, one story has touched the lives of people across the world. This holiday season, you're invited to discover the story of the first Christmas from an entirely new perspective.
Hang on! Cyrus! Jonah!
I expected a left turn two deserts ago.
These wise guys are lost. That's it. I'm fighting through the rains.
Stephen Yeun, Keegan-Michael Key, Gina Rodriguez, Zachary Levi, Kelly Clarkson, Patricia Heaton, Kristen Chenoweth, Tyler Perry, Tracy Morgan, and Oprah Winfrey.
King Herod is up to something.
That's what Christmas means.
Mary, you're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
Do you want a belly rub?
The Star.
Something's seriously wrong with those animals.
The film is exciting, it's funny, it's full of songs, and there are lots of little lessons to learn as you go through. And this is perhaps one of my favorite quotes in the film. It's Mary who says it. And Mary says, "Just because God has a plan doesn't mean it's not going to be hard." And that is one of the things that it goes right throughout the film, that God has a plan for Mary, but it's not easy. To follow God is a difficult thing to do, but if we're prepared to do it, then God will be with us and he will help us. Mary and Joseph are often seen praying throughout the film in times of trouble and times when they're not sure how they're going to carry on. They turn to God in prayer. And there's another little character, Bo the donkey, who watches Mary and Joseph and sees them praying. And whenever he comes into trouble and he's not sure how he's going to do what he's supposed to do, he follows Mary's example and prays and asks for help. And that's a great lesson for the children, to come to God and realize that there is God, someone who can be talked to, someone who can help at times. There's all sorts of little stories throughout the main story of Jesus coming into the world and being born. There are stories of redemption. There are stories of following God's leading. There are stories of having a plan for our lives and what God wants us to do. And so it's well worth watching. So if you get an opportunity, do watch the film. But most of all, we'd ask you to pray. We need good weather for the film. If it's too windy, then the screen can't go up and the film can't go ahead. So we need a nice, calm evening that close to Christmas. So do pray. Pray for the children. Pray for their families who will come along, that they would hear the good news at this Christmas time. So let's come to God once again in praise. And let's praise him with Child in a Manger. So what are we waiting for? Obviously, we're waiting for Christmas, but this has been an extreme year of waiting, where there have been many things that we have been waiting for because of the COVID virus pandemic. Advent is obviously a time of waiting, waiting for the baby to be born, waiting for Emmanuel, God with us, to appear before us. Waiting for a Messiah, the hundreds of years that Israel had to wait before God's promised one came. And since the coronavirus pandemic first impacted our lives in March, we have been waiting. Waiting for life to get back to normal. Waiting for lockdown to finish. Waiting for a vaccine to be produced. Waiting for it all to be over. I don't think any of us realized that this would last so long. And now here we are in Advent, and we are waiting for Christmas. And Advent is double waiting. We wait for the first coming, for Emmanuel, God with us, but we also wait for the second coming, Jesus' return to judge the earth. And so we wait with anticipation, with expectation for the Christmas period. We hope that Christmas would be a return to normality, But now we're warned that if we return to normal over Christmas, there may be more infections and there may be more deaths. And so we have to be careful. But do you remember what it was like to wait for Christmas as a child? It seemed that Christmas would never arrive. The excitement was building. Writing a letter to Santa Claus, asking him for some special gift. Watching all the decorations go up. Seeing the items for Christmas appear in the local shops. Looking at people's houses and noticing trees peeking out through the windows. And asking ourselves, will Christmas ever come? And then, of course, on Christmas Eve, not being able to sleep because of the anticipation of what was going to happen the next day. We've been waiting for this since March. And very much like Mary, who had to wait those same 9 months for the birth of Jesus, we've been waiting for Christmas to come for 9 months this year. Waiting and hoping that there would be some joy, that there would be some hope because of the Christmas message. All that time, knowing that what the angel had said, Mary was waiting. Knowing what God said was going to happen, but waiting. Mary having people stare at her while she was waiting. Hearing perhaps people talking behind her back while she was waiting. Knowing that Elizabeth, her cousin, had given birth to John, and all the time waiting. Realizing then that they had to travel to Bethlehem of all places, and waiting for the birth. Waiting for a Savior, just as we wait for the return of a Savior today. But why all this waiting? Why not just allow it to happen? Why do we wait? Why are there 4 weeks of Advent filled with waiting? Why did Mary have to wait? Why did Israel have to wait for a Messiah? Well, waiting is a theme that props up throughout the Bible. Waiting is a theme that God seems to be how he deals with his people, that his people wait on him. And if we are prepared to wait with God, then there are some blessings that come our way through that whole process of waiting. Waiting is a form of hope. Indeed, sometimes the two words get translated in similar ways. So, for example, in Psalm 31 and verse 24, in the ESV version, we have the word wait. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. If you read that same verse in the NIV, you'll see that the word hope has been used. Be strong, take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So as we wait, we have hope. Indeed, it is the hope that enables us to wait upon the Lord and to wait for him. So does your life ever feel out of control? Do you ever feel as though you're having to wait too long? Think of the Israelites. They had to wait 400 years in slavery in Egypt before they were set free. And then after they left Egypt and went into the wilderness and were heading towards the promised land, they had to wait another 40 years before they could enter that land. Even whenever they camped at the bottom of Mount Sinai, and Moses went up to meet with God and to bring down the 10 commandments. The Israelites waited, but they weren't good at waiting. Their waiting led to frustration. And instead of continuing to wait for Moses to return, they gave up on him and they went to Aaron and they said, make us a statue that we can worship. And they gave Aaron their gold, and he formed the golden calf. And they bowed down and worshipped it instead of waiting for God. And so we need to be careful whenever we wait that we don't give up, but that we keep waiting on God and keep trusting on Him throughout the whole time. If we ever get frustrated during an uncertain season, then we need to be careful that we keep waiting and we keep close to God throughout that whole process. Because waiting can lead to disappointment and frustration. And in those moments, we can become so focused on our own circumstances that we forget what God has planned for us. So just briefly this morning, here are a few things that can happen whenever we wait. Here are a few things that God can teach us through the process of waiting. And first of all, waiting reveals what we worship. Waiting helps us to see in our lives what it is that we're really giving our full attention to. Whenever the Israelites' plans were delayed, they wanted instant gratification. They weren't prepared to wait on Moses. They wanted something right in front of them there and now. And so they worshiped the golden calf. We're to wait on the Lord. We're to wait on what the Lord wants to do in our lives. But sometimes we want that instant gratification, and so we turn away from God and we seek pleasure elsewhere. We need to wait on the Lord and seek Him because He is the only one worth trusting in. Then we discover that waiting is never wasted. God wasn't withholding His promises from the Israelites. Instead, He was preparing the Israelites for His promises. He was getting them ready so that when the promises would come as a people, they would be ready to accept them and to enjoy them and to use them wisely. God's timeline is different from ours. But our waiting at times might actually be more about preparing us and getting us ready than God keeping the promise away from us. Israel had waited 400 years from the end of the Old Testament to the beginning of the New Testament. God was preparing the people to receive a Messiah. And yet when the Messiah came, many of them failed to recognize Him. Many of them had forgotten the Messiah. And so they didn't react the way that God wanted them to. So as we wait on the second coming of Jesus Christ, let's not give up. Let's make sure that we are ready and fully prepared so that when He comes, He will take us to be with Him. Then we also see that waiting helps us focus on God's faithfulness. During the times of waiting for God to act, we have a moment to look back at how He has acted in the past. And we can find patterns in His actions. We see the way that He has treated others. We see the way that He has treated us. And then we can rely on the fact that He will do the same in the future. God is a faithful God, and therefore we trust in Him and rely upon Him. As we wait, we realize how faithful God has been in the past and how He will continue to be faithful with us in the future. Waiting also creates a deeper dependence on God. If we approach waiting the correct way, then we will rely on God more and more throughout the process. We'll realize that there's nowhere else that we could possibly go to find hope and to find joy. We'll realize that all of our joy is found in Him and in Him alone. And therefore, we'll trust Him more, we'll be drawn deeper into His presence. So waiting creates this deeper dependence as we rely on God and we let everything else go. And then also waiting helps us realize what we need. Waiting helps us realize what we need in life. How many times, like me, have you asked God for something? You have been adamant that that is what is required, and you've pleaded with God. You've prayed, you've come earnestly day after day asking for the same thing, wondering why God hasn't already answered your prayer. But the waiting on God allows us to realize what it is we truly need and whether we do need the thing that we have been asking about. Quite often, God will change my mind. God will help me to see that this wasn't the answer that I was looking for, but that God has a better answer. And the waiting process allows God to mold us and to change us and to bring us around to his way of thinking so that we are listening to him. And then waiting also prepares us for blessing. It's obviously not a guarantee that if we wait, then we will have an abundance of good things. But if we wait, we will know God's blessing. God will reveal himself to us. God will come alongside us. God will never leave us. God will pour out his blessing upon us. And spiritually, we will be drawn deeper into his presence. And so those good things come from waiting on the Lord. If we wait on something else, if we leave God and go somewhere else, then we miss out on that blessing. So if we find ourselves growing weary from waiting, look up. Look up and find evidence for God's presence, and look back on what God has done for you in the past. Because this will help us hold on to hope. Hoping in God is never wasted. The one who has conquered death is still in control of this world that we live in. He is always at work in our waiting. And remember Mary. Mary was waiting. She was waiting for those 9 months after the angel had appeared until the baby was born. And God uses that time to prepare Mary and those around her. Mary had to realize how highly favored she was in God's sight. Think of verse 28 of Luke chapter 1. When the angel said to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary had to learn to trust and not be afraid. Remember, the angel told her not to be afraid. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." And during those 9 months, she would have been reminded of that during the waiting. And Mary also had to come to terms with how great Jesus would be. And so she watched all the things and she treasured them up in her heart. And she remembered what had happened to her and how that was going to change her future life. Remember in verses 31 and to 33, "You will conceive and give birth to a son. You're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. This is the Lord Almighty. This is the great God that we worship. And he will be great." And Mary had to come to terms with that. So as we wait, let us come before the Lord and let us ask him to reveal himself to us in the waiting. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, we ask for your blessing to be upon us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us day by day as we wait upon you and as we seek you. Lord, reveal yourself to us in the waiting. And may we never become frustrated or distracted, but may we wait upon you and place our hope in you. For we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we end our service with O Little Town of Bethlehem. So now the blessing at the end of our service today. Wait for the Lord. We wait with deep longing. And in his word we stand waiting in hope. Place your hope in the Lord today. For with the Lord is steadfast love. And with the Lord is great power to save. Go into the world with assurance, hope, and promise. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you. May the love of God, our Creator and Giver of life, embrace you. And may the presence of the Holy Spirit encourage you, both now and forevermore. Amen.